What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Always be my maybe. New movie on Netflix, a romantic comedy. Yeah, so I don't know. I like romantic comedies. They're pretty cool. You know, they're all pretty formulaic. You understand what's going to happen, but you know you're going on that ride. You know what that drug is when you're putting on a romantic comedy. And this one is no different, starring Ali Wong and Randall Park. Ali Wong, hilarious stand-up comedian. I highly recommend checking out her. I think she has two specials on Netflix, and I think she might be pregnant for both. She's not pregnant in this movie, but they play two friends. They grew up together, and there's a moment when they were kids where they, you know, hooked up and things got awkward and they split and she went this way, he went that way. She became a celebrity chef and he became basically the same person playing in a local band and living at home and working for his dad in the HVAC industry, the heating and air conditioning industry. And later in life, they reunite, they run into each other again, and, you know, it brings back all the different feelings, and I really enjoyed this movie. I thought it was funny. Still kind of has that over-the-top cheese that a lot of romantic comedies have. But there's this moment where she's actually married. Her husband goes off to another country, and they want to have like a month off of the relationship before they get married. And so while he's away, she ends up trying to, I think she goes, I forget the order of things, but, you know, reunites with Randall Park. And doesn't go well. They end up going out on a double date. Well, Randall Park actually has a girlfriend. That was the thing, which I enjoyed as a girl. She's like a, you know, like a hippie, dreadlock, Asian hippie. Huge fan of his band, which I'm a huge fan of the band Hello Peril now as well. It's one of the very few times that a movie where a character's in a band, kind of like Scott Pilgrim. I don't know if any of the songs from Scott Pilgrim really resonated, but this one, it's kind of like nerdcore is the band, like a live band, but it's like nerdcore rapping, which I really enjoyed. Right when I saw like what his band was, it made me happy because it fit in a lot of ways. You know, it was good. Like nerdcore has a certain kind of vibe to it where it's nothing, it's like very kind of simple, very happy, and, you know, talking about nerdy shit. And I enjoyed it. There's three songs in the movie, and they're all great songs. They all, like, add an extra layer to the universe of the movie, because one of them is in reference to something that happens in the movie. Actually, both of them are, there's two of the three songs reference. And one of the songs is I Punched Keanu Reeves, which is a spoiler in a way. It's a song that plays at the end credits, which was like one of the only times I've been excited to hear a specific song at the end of a movie. Because it's like there's this thing happens where they go on a double date. Randall Park's character goes on, you know, with his girlfriend, who's the hippie girlfriend, and they meet up with Ali Wong and her new, you know, date. New guy she's seeing, which ends up being Keanu Reeves, which is a hilarious moment when Keanu Reeves comes into the restaurant there to a hoity-toity high-end, you know, restaurant where they serve everything's like little micro portions of things, and it's like the essence of seawater and the whatever. And Keanu Reeves comes in and he's in Keanu Reeves' glory, and he kind of so they're on this date. And it's a horrible experience for Randall Park's character. And they go and they end up at Keanu Reeves' apartment or hotel. It's like fucking giant, super nice place, whatever, whatever. And they're playing like a truth or dare kind of games. Things get out of hand. Keanu Reeves goes a little haywire, kind of turns into an asshole. And Randall Park, you know, there's a little Fight Club moment, let's just say. And Randall Park was Jack's smirking revenge against Brad Pitt and hit him. And at the end of like this crazy night, there's mention that he needs to write a song about the thing. And at the end of the movie, you get to hear the song. And I love it. I love the song. I mean, it's they're fun songs. I would not mind. Like, I don't know if there's sequels. I think there are sequels to romantic comedy sometimes. I wouldn't recommend. I don't know where they would go with this story. I don't know if it could be a romantic comedy necessarily. The relationship is in some hot water. And Keanu Reeves is back. Or maybe it's like a different actor from like the a Keanu Reeves movie. And Randall Park's going out with like Halle Berry from John Wick 3 or something like that. And then so Ali Wong needs to try and go out with Keanu Reeves again. And then there's like a couple battle. Like they could do a sequel to this movie. And I wouldn't mind a sequel to this movie if only to just get some more Hello Peril songs. Just because I enjoyed it. It was a fun movie. You know, Netflix, romantic comedies, Asian romantic comedies, which is not like, it wasn't like Crazy Rich Asians, where it's very much, it references a lot, you know, has a lot of different Asian culture, Chinese culture specifically in that one. But still another romantic comedy. This one's just your regular romantic comedy. It just happens to star, you know, have a full cast of Asian people. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. Look forward to more of what Ali Wong does in the future. Randall Park as well. I mean, I've enjoyed him kind of in the side characters that he's done, like playing Kim Jong-un in The Interview, among other things. I think that was him. Maybe I'm just being racist right now. But and Keanu Reeves is great. But if you want a really funny Keanu Reeves performance from like modern day Keanu Reeves, I would, and it's an intentional comedy, but his performance, I think he was going for comedy in his performance. Check out Replicas. It's a shitty sci-fi movie that came out the past year, and he's hilarious in it. It's just a really dark, weird, it's like shitty editing, shitty writing, but Keanu Reeves is pretty epic in it. And Hello Peril, you can check out their songs on Apple Music, and I'm sure Spotify and other things too. But that's it for this episode. Go check out Always Be My Maybe on Netflix, and I maybe in theaters too, but I just watch it on Netflix. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out daily. Subscribe on IGTV and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week in advance over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Inspireddisorder.com for all of my original artwork. Go buy some paintings now and save 10% when you use coupon code INSPIRED. At Ray Taylor for me on all social media. Have a great day, everybody. Peace out!